Howdy, everyone! Welcome to another wild and woolly episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton, from eejournal.com, and this week we're talking memes. The memes are coming! The memes are coming! Okay, yes, if you were counting, I have used that joke before. But it makes me laugh every time. Let's face it, memes is everywhere. Our technological lives, and heck, some of our careers would not exist as we know it without memes. Yep, this week I've got an extended interview with the best memes chick in the world. I might be a bit biased. I think she's pretty great. This week, my guest is Karen Lightman, Managing Director of the Memes Industry Group, and we're talking about the biggest memes show of the year. Well, outside CES, that is. But I guess that's not really strictly a memes show, even though there sure is a lot of memes going on there. Anyway, we're talking about the Memes Executive Congress, why you should attend, what you could learn, and how you could woo a whole realm of executives with your very own memes design.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Karen.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Amelia. It's fun to talk with you always.
So, Karen, we spoke earlier this year at the Embedded Systems Conference about the MEMS Industry Group, but I heard that you guys have a big event coming up, the MEMS Executive Congress. Is that right? Tell me about who should attend this event and what they should expect to learn.
Well, I'm really excited, and I can't believe it's our eighth year. We started as this little tiny add-on conference here in Pittsburgh, our hometown. We found that our membership represents the MEMS ecosystem, right? But if you just talk amongst yourselves and you forget about who the users are, right, the end users, you will lose most of that picture of where the market is going. So we built the Executive Congress to specifically the speakers are the end users of the technology. So they are where the market is. They're that market pull. And then the audience, therefore, is the MEMS supply chain, the senior executives, and then their customers and their customers' customers. And what we're also trying to build is, you know, deeper and widen that pie and that supply chain. We're up to, you know, almost 250 senior executives, and it's international. We started at like 70, 75 or something like that. We have really great panels. I kind of call it this cocktail that I create where I put together a diverse panel. It's not talking heads. It's all panelists that talk, you know, unrehearsed before a live audience, and they talk about where the business is and what they want to see and what they want from the MEMS industry. And then in the audience is that MEMS industry. They want to know where the market's going, and then the customers of the customers want to know. So basically an open playing field, if you will, in a very safe environment. People feel like they are amongst colleagues where they can have very honest discussions about the industry in a very intelligent, open environment.
So it looks like you have a quite impressive lineup of speakers this year. Tell me more about that.
Thank you. And like I said, I sort of am like a little mixmaster, and I do this agenda. So I do pull together new people, and I have this rule. I call it my one-hit wonder rule. And if you've been a speaker at my conference at the Executive Congress, you have a one-hit wonder. And God bless you. You've done a great job. You may not return. The exceptions to my one-hit wonder rules are that if you come back as a moderator. So, for example, Jeff Hilbert, president now and founder of WiseBri, which is an RF MEMS company, he is my moderator of the MEMS Market Panel. And so I have really awesome keynotes. I've got, and this year we're looking like, what's next? So we have people who are really going to, you know, push the envelope. And so we've got the director of Kilby Labs at TI. And basically, he is going to talk about the Internet of Things and the Internet of Everything. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Robert Bruner of Ammunition Group. He actually worked at Apple for many years, and he's focused on industrial design and sort of like, it's not the technology, but where it goes, and it goes into human, you know, human hands, and it's those human hands that determine the success of a product. As you're designing that product, you better not forget those human hands that are going to, you know, determine the success. So these guys are going to, you know, really inspire my audience. My panels are fantastic. We always have a consumer products panel because there's always MEMS in consumer, and it's always pushing, you know, limits, and there's always this cost pressure, and there's always these challenges, and let's talk about it. Medical quality of life, that's something that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm really glad that we have a really awesome lineup. We've got Microchips, which is a company that's doing awesome stuff with microfluidics for drug delivery and diagnostics, especially for diabetics.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's really great. And then we've got a gentleman from Medtronic. He's done a lot with Medtronic, especially with medical implantable drug delivery. And then we have Ivo Stavorek, who is from our hometown here in Pittsburgh, Body Media. We're bringing him with us to Scottsdale, Arizona. And he is a CTO and VP of new products at Body Media. And they are a really revolutionary company that takes MEMS technology and enables it to help people maintain a quality of life and also have a quality of life, lose weight, monitor their health, and just live a healthy lifestyle. Then we have our emerging technologies panel. Emerging technologies panel, our theme is, you know, what's next in MEMS? And so we put together a diverse panel. Steve Wally of Intel is going to have lots of different perspectives about where MEMS could go. Robotics, healthcare, microfluidics, energy, like where could it go and what could it do? Like,
all right, so Karen, I was trolling the MEMS Executive Congress site and I saw something about the MEMS Technology Showcase.
Yes.
You've got to tell me about that.
Well, I'll tell you, the applications we are getting are freaking awesome. They are going to blow you away. The idea of the MEMS Technology Showcase we came up with because part of our mission at MEMS Industry Group is to demonstrate the MEMS in the machine, because MEMS is nothing if it's not inside something. It's just a technology that enables something. We're going to showcase all the freaking awesome things that MEMS can do. And so as our moderator, I have somebody who I've been able to bring on board, and that is John Dubravac, who is the chief economist and senior director of research at CEA. And they're the ones that run CES, which is the biggest, you know, consumer electronics show in the world. Because he realized, too, that a lot of the really great products that were at CES were so great because of the MEMS inside. And so he's really excited. He's going to judge some of the products that we'll be demoing. So you're going to see MEMS inside sports equipment. You're going to see MEMS inside health equipment. Last year, our winner was Recon Instruments. They're a Vancouver-based company where they had recon-ready goggles. So imagine ski goggles where you have this tiny little insert that has MEMS inside of it, and it can tell you in real time, like, your elevation, how fast your speed you're going. It has total GPS, and it's giving you feedback on how you're doing. You can have an application where it can also have, like, a heart monitor, like, how's your biofeedback? It's giving you all that information, and it can have Bluetooth. It can wirelessly send that information to your friends and how high you got on that jump and how you're doing. The second runner-up was Cyride that had a similar application, but it was for surfing. So to how long you were riding the wave, how far you were riding the wave, you know, how high you were, how long you were, all that stuff, it's really cool. And it's kind of the thing, like, you're only limited by the imagination. And that's what I'm trying to proselytize, is MEMS is just a chip, but think about where it could go. Take this tiny widget to where it can go and what you can imagine of where you can apply it. It's going to be a really great way to show the diversity of applications. Mm-hmm. So it's not just sensors, it's also actuators.
Okay, Karen, so one last question for you. I saw there's an annual MEMS Executive Congress golf outing.
Yes,
oh, my God, I love to golf. Do you golf as well?
I do not. I am sorry.
No.
I am actually so excited that I hired someone, Noah Himberger. He's the first MEMS Industry Group employee who actually golfs. And so my poor husband doesn't need to take out the golfers. I typically give my husband my credit card and be like, sweetheart, will you please take them out and show them a good time? And all of them look at him like, oh, yeah, we're going to have fun. And then I look at the bill later. I'm like, wait, there is some sort of off-site trip. Can you explain that? Anyway, I don't think this is on the golf course.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Karen.
Thank you, Amelia. Can't wait to see you there.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Now, folks, in my area of the world, there's a quite common bumper sticker that reads, "Keep Portland Weird." And I'm thinking maybe I should branch out from this idea and create one of my own. Keep Portland Geeky. And this story is perfectly along those lines. One Portland man by the name of Brian Miller is now offering, in a yoga studio in the northern part of the city, Star Wars-themed yoga classes. Yes, really. It's called Yoga for Yoda. And yes, he encourages people to use a breathing technique similar to Darth Vader, teaches a pose called Upward Facing Wookiee, and even instructs his students how to hold their hands like Tauntauns do. Unfortunately for yours truly, this is a men's only class. Really? I do not believe that Master Yoda would approve of such blatant intergalactic misogyny. What do you guys think? Do you think Master Yoda would agree? I think not. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including the MEMS Executive Congress and Yoga for Yoda, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference that's coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of October 5th, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.